This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the first discussions to take place on the floor of the Missouri Senate.
Senate Joint Resolution.
Nearly 12 hours was spent on Senate Joint Resolution 38, which would ask voters to decide on regulating the legislature to limit the influence of partisan or other special interests. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby is the sponsor.
Ban lobbyist gifts, lower campaign contribution limits, and change our redistricting process for state legislative seats.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned how some people have claimed voters were asked about more than one issue on a previous related ballot question.
There was the ethics reform and the redistricting. What I see in this bill now is ethics reform and redistricting.
Senate Joint Resolution 38 has been set aside for further talks.
Senate Bill number 5.
Another of these measures is Senate Bill 570. Sponsor, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, says his proposal would modify provisions relating to tax increment financing.
We have a redefinition of blight. We take out obsolete platting and improper subdivision.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City mentions tax increment financing tends to benefit school districts.
TIF is an important tool.
Senate Bill 570 received preliminary approval on Tuesday afternoon and sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on Thursday morning.
Good morning.
Tuesday morning saw the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee hear two measures relating to charter schools. Senator Ed Emery of Lamar sponsors Senate Bill 525, legislation that seeks to operate recovery charter high schools in Kansas City for students in recovery from substance use disorder or dependency.
It's a response in large measure to the opioid problems.
During discussion on Senate Bill 603, a measure that would modify provisions related to charter schools, Senator Carla May of St. Louis points out differences between public and charter schools.
The St. Louis public schools was allowed to deteriorate.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these measures.
We have to do something.
I don't know what's realistic.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says in his mind, there is only one solution to pay for infrastructure improvements.
The best thing that we can do is put forward a gas tax.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says the goal is to find a path forward on legislation.
If we work hard, reasonable people can come up to reasonable solutions.
Senate shall stand adjourned.
Lawmakers will return to the Capitol on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.